This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
An alert to let me know when we're actually on air or not. If only there was some way I could tell. If only there was some, like, music that would start playing in advance of the show. Oh, wait, there is. Sorry, that's my bad.
6160. Somehow they let the inmates run the asylum tonight. So I am here sitting in the main chair as your host, Mr. Rich E. Rich, along with
Tyler
and Mark.
So why am I in this main chair, Mark? We're having some problems and some training going on. And
first off, you got to turn my mic down. I'm loud. It's up there on the board. You can see mic two. Sorry, we didn't do a sound check beforehand. We were doing a lot of things. All right, check. Okay.
Trying to get Ian on the line and all that
yeah,
sort of stuff.
Yeah, we were hoping to have Ian in here, and it appears as though he called twice, but I don't have any answers.
Someone called twice.
Yeah, I don't know.
But we'll see. So if he gets in, we're going to, like, cut to him immediately because he is on a very harsh time constraint there.
Yep. We will we'll stop talking about whatever we talk about and go right to him. But basically, we've all been taken down by the flux here in the studio. The captain, Michael Hampton, Johnson, and myself, all quite ill. And I thought tonight would be a good night because I've had a little raspy in my throat.
Okay.
Rather than being... the whole, you know, being in the first chair, you're talking twice as much. You're bringing it in, you're bringing it out, and you're doing these kind of things. So I thought it'd be better just for Richie to finally put the training that he's been on for months.
The notes that I have from a year ago when we first started this, and we're gonna see how it runs.
Yeah.
When you say the flux, are you guys COVID-proof? Well, this flux we're talking about.
I'm not COVID-proofed, I can tell you that. Right. It's hard for anybody under the age of 50 at this point to, or under 60 or whatever it is, to even have a shot. So,
well, you could have gotten it and gotten over it and have some antibodies, right?
I have not had the COVIDs.
Herd immunity is a thing?
Yeah, well, even with the vaccine, apparently you can still pass it to other people. So I'm not really sure what the point is there. Yeah. Nobody's COVID-proof.
Yeah. I don't know what. I don't know nothing about nothing. This is cold. You know, I still have my sense of taste, and I have a wet cough, as they refer to it.
Okay.
Delightful, huh?
I feel much safer now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we do have some show prep ready to go. COVID-related, of course. Some places, Belgium and the UK, lifting COVID measures.
Yeah, you can hardly believe it.
Oh, my goodness.
This is incredible.
But why? But why?
What's the motive?
Yes.
The reason I predicted months and months ago.
Which is?
We're all basically being held and under house arrest without habeas corpus.
Oh, yeah, okay. I said that like day one.
Yeah.
As soon as they put the lockdown, I went, this is house arrest without due process.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm on record as saying that.
Good.
So Belgium must lift all COVID-19 measures within 30 days, the Brussels court rules. The Belgian state has been ordered to lift all coronavirus measures within 30 days as the legal basis for them is insufficient, a Brussels court ruled on Wednesday. The League for Human Rights has filed the lawsuit several weeks ago and challenged Belgium's system of implementing the measures using ministerial decree, which means it's done without any input from Parliament. The judge gave the Belgian state 30
Parliament
days.
Parliament shouldn't have any input. You either have rights or you don't have rights.
That is true, but the lawmakers have to make laws, and they probably feel very slighted by this end around their authority.
Screw them.
The judge gave the Belgian state 30 days to provide a sound legal basis or face a penalty of 5,000 euros per day that this period is exceeded with a maximum limit of 200,000 euros, reports Le Soir.
How's the government ever going to pay that? Holy cow.
Right.
5,000 euros a day, the government. Yeah, that's
sure,
going to be a tough
sure.
bill.
Sure, we'll just raise taxes later.
Right.
The current coronavirus...
5,000 euros a day, I mean, that's nothing to them.
Yeah, well, and again, they don't actually pay for it, right? Yeah. They get it from somebody else.
Right, but I mean, it's nothing.
That's not even a fine, really.
Right.
Well, it's also Belgium.
So cost of doing business.
Maybe it's a little smaller.
It's a little smaller.
I don't know what their tax revenue is like.
We've got this American, debt bubble in our heads. And the American budget on how much things cost.
Maybe the judge felt that was the biggest fine that they could reasonably give an organization in that circumstance and couldn't take into consideration that it was the Belgian government. But that would mean that the United States government shouldn't be able to take into consideration that Ian Freeman is a relatively wealthy guy when they determine his bail conditions. Oh, forget about that.
Ah, but they do that in one of the Scandinavian countries, right? Like...
Yeah, it's one of them. Speeding tickets can be like
$100,000. Yeah, if you're wealthy. So, some people like that, right? Because then you're not buying your.
Sounds like a time to leave Sweden to me.
Well, if you're a lawbreaker,
right?
You know,
like, everybody speeds.
Understood, but it's one of those things where they say, laws are for poor people, right? Because for rich people, it's just the cost of doing business.
Yes,
you can park your car wherever you want to.
Yeah,
you just have to pay the parking ticket.
Yeah.
And if you can afford to pay the parking ticket, doesn't matter to you.
Yeah.
But if you can't pay the parking ticket, well then, that's the law is there for you.
The town I'm from, the city I'm from, Sarasota, Florida, is home to a lot of retired rockers. Because at some point or another, they realize that, sex, drugs, and rock and roll ain't all there is to life, and enjoying themselves in a warm, beachy community is pretty nice. And, however... Main Street can get a little crowded during the day when you want to go to lunch. One of these rockers was notorious years ago for parking his, it was either a Rolls or a Bentley, I don't know which, wherever the heck he wanted to park it, and just taking the ticket.
Yeah.
And, fire lanes and these kind of things, and, no problem.
Right. So imagine if his ticket was $1 million every time, in alignment with his
he changed his mind pretty quick.
He may change his mind pretty quick.
Yeah.
And that's good for everybody, perhaps?
I guess.
Society? I don't know. That's the theory, right?
That's the theory.
The current coronavirus measures are based on the Civil Safety Act of 2007, which enabled the state to react quickly to exceptional circumstances, but the judge has now ruled that these laws cannot serve as a basis for the ministerial decrees. The judge ruled that the principle of legality has been violated because the current way of working is not foreseeable enough. Katie Vestrepen of the Human Rights League confirmed to VRT, adding the consequences are not so dramatic that from one day to the next, the measures would no longer be valid. For the time being, the current coronavirus measures will not change, and the verdict is currently being studied by the Office of Interior Minister Annelies Verleden, reported De Standard. Appealing against the court ruling is still possible, but as it concerns a summary judgment, an appeal would not be suspended the execution of the judgment. On Wednesday afternoon, the chamber will debate Belgium's upcoming pandemic law, which is supposed to provide a permanent legal basis for taking this kind of restrictive measures during a pandemic. Several legal experts already pressed the Belgian state to bring forward the law as soon as possible to avoid judges canceling fines written out for violations of the measures, and this ruling only increases the pressure to quickly adopt it.
So basically, the judicial system in Brussels,
judicial system,
Belgium, has said that they are not allowed to keep everybody locked down. Now, we've shown over and over these lockdowns really don't do anything. I can see why they thought they would, but they don't.
Well, okay, hold on. So, like, my interpretation of this, if you want to compare it to the American system, is basically what it seems like is they used executive action to enact these lockdowns,
yep.
And then Congress goes, wait a minute, you need to consult with us first. They're not even necessarily saying that we can't continue these lockdowns. They're just saying you guys have to follow parliamentary procedure and
That's
do
fine.
It the right way.
Because they want their power.
Right,
because
they want to feel like they're legitimate.
They got ended around, and now they want their power back. So... But, yeah, I hear your point.
What I'm saying is it's not necessarily going to change anything. All it's going to do is make Parliament come up with some legalese jargon that's going to end up making it either last longer or there's going to be some kind of amendment or change to it. But it doesn't necessarily mean that Parliament's going to get together and go, all right, let's just stop doing what we're doing.
Well, I think the compounding of the evidence here with the Great Barrington Accords and all that stuff is that lockdowns didn't work from the beginning. This was just the Chinese idea of welding people into their houses, and maybe we shouldn't have done this in the first place. Maybe that will compound. Who knows? I'm hoping for the best.
and we'll hope for the best here as maybe some more states in the U.S. start to open up. Your thoughts? 603-283-6160. We'll be right back with more Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Richie Rich in the main chair, along with
Tyler
and Mark.
And we went to break still talking about COVID stuff. And Tyler, you said that this is going to be the new normal, I guess. Not in those terms, but...
Well, yeah, if you just look at what's being talked about. With the vaccine coming out, the fact of the matter is, even if you get the vaccine, there's still a chance that you're going to catch COVID, and there's still a chance that you're going to pass it to other people, even with the vaccine. And they're saying that the vaccine is only going to be effective for 6 months to a year. And the virus mutates. So
twice a year you need a vaccine to get your booster shot every year.
Well, wait until COVID 2021 comes out. You know, some new mutation, then they're going to have to do this all over again.
I think that's what they do every year with the flu, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can expect that. And I don't know what their compliance rate is with the flu vaccine, but I'll bet it's pretty high. I know that most of the firefighters at my fire station always would get it. And I wouldn't because it makes me ill. But there's somebody out there right now who heard me say that, and they're like, I hate you. You need to get the ineffective vaccine created 18 months before we even knew what the vector of the flu was, or you hate humanity.
Right. Well, having been in the Navy for 8 years, they make us get the flu vaccine every year. So I had to get it for the entire 8 years that I was in the Navy. And when I got out, I considered stopping getting it, right? Because I was like, well, now I'm not required to. But a friend of mine who's a nurse told me, once you start getting the vaccine every year and you've been doing it for a long time, eventually you can't stop getting it. Because if you do, the chances of you getting the flu and it being severe are much higher.
You're drug dependent on the vaccine.
Right. All of a sudden. Yeah, exactly. And that was like, oh, okay. So now I guess I'm stuck like this, which is like a real bummer.
Have you continued on, though?
I have. Okay. Yeah.
I love the theory that you purported in the off segment moments there, and I really want you to share it.
Okay. All right. So basically, there's this book called The Revolutionary Phenotype, and there's this concept in this book. You guys should check it out. There's a concept in the book that eventually, in a far dystopian future, the government...
How far?
Let's talk about that. Let's
next
get into
week.
It. Yeah, 2022. Let's just call it next year, right? So what's going to happen is there's a possibility that the government, the deep state, whatever you want to consider, whoever's really controlling things, could somehow, maybe through a vaccine, make the entire population sterile. Okay, and then what's going to happen at that point?
Let's think about this for a second. Is it possible now for the government? For somebody to give you a shot that makes you sterile.
Yes.
I would presume. I don't know of a shot. I know they have things that make you sterile for like 5 years. I haven't heard of this, but I can only imagine that this is not that difficult.
Well, okay. How sterile do you have to be? Because they're working on...
Sterile enough.
Well, they're working on male contraceptives that aren't condoms, right? Like you
Right, so there's been research going into how to prevent pregnancy through the male side of the reproduction, right?
Right, and that's what I'm saying. So when he says like sterile, do you count that?
I don't know.
Okay,
I think that it's quite possible that that they already have a shot that'll make you sterile. Now, the question is, will you be largely healthy otherwise? And I don't know the answer to that. It sounds like a really, you make some person's reproductive system wither and become useless because it does every other organ just be fine.
But so let's postulate that there is an injection that they can give you to make you sterile. And maybe it doesn't make you sterile forever, but maybe it makes you sterile long enough
to get the next injection.
And then what eventually has to happen is you're going to have to go to like a genetic clinic and have your DNA sequenced, and they're going to have to like... essentially create test tube babies in order to propagate the human species.
Yep.
Right? Now, what happens when this happens to the entire population, the entire human race? Now, all of a sudden, whoever's in control of these clinics, whoever gets to actually manipulate the DNA, they're going to basically get to determine who gets to repopulate and who doesn't. And they're going to have complete control over that. Right? So let's just say, tinfoil hat theory, that the government starts telling you that the entire population has to get a mandatory vaccine every 6 months to a year, 4 or 5 years down the line, once compliance gets to 100%. What's stopping some evil despotic ruler in the shadows from just going, oh, let's just give everyone this sterility like strain of vaccine, and all of a sudden, boom, now we control who gets to reproduce, and they have complete control of population growth.
Yep. It's quite possible that... the revolutionary attitudes are, like they're hereditary.
Okay.
I mean, is that possible that people who are born to people who ask questions ask more questions? Seems likely.
I'm sure there are teenagers shouting, "The South will rise again." So.
Right. There's definitely a video out there from like 10 years ago involving Bill Gates talking about the God gene,
yeah,
and how certain people are more inclined to believe in, you know, spiritual deities and, you know, spiritual-based morality based on their genetics. And, you know, if somebody wanted to get rid of that in humanity, but the way things are going with, like, CRISPR and stuff, I don't see why it's outside the realm of possibility if you had a bunch of atheistic, you know, elitists that were like, let's get rid of the concept of God in society so then we can tell people what's right and wrong. That doesn't seem very far-fetched to me.
I think they're better off making themselves God, that they've been far more effective over time saying the state is God.
Oh, and that's easy to do with atheists. I think that's why, you know, Marxist communists, that's why they wanted it that way.
And that's because humans are superstitious. I mean, like, that's what we are as a species.
Right.
I would say the gene isn't a God gene, in fact, that there's an atheist gene, much more likely. I think that atheism is an aberrant behavior. And I don't mean that in the meanest way possible. I'm just saying it is unusual to find a real live atheist. At some point or another, many people who call themselves atheists turn towards being something else. Now, there's plenty of them out there, but I think that they're about as common. And this is just a guess, and I got this from some book that I read, and I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head. It's basically, it's a bell curve. On one end of the bell curve is schizophrenics. On the other end of the bell curve are atheists.
Okay.
You can determine that atheists are the most sane people, if you wish. They certainly have great arguments. Or you can say that the
most rational and logical.
So they say. So, or you can say that the people who are in the largest group of the bell curve, which is just sort of the people in the middle that are like, yeah, you know, whatever, I kind of like that, I believe in God and stuff, you know, like, that they're the most rational. Who knows? We clearly don't believe that the schizophrenics who believe that every helicopter that flies over is watching them is rational.
Right. Well, see, the way what you said about atheists actually makes me think that it's not a genetic thing. I think, to me, it always seems like your typical atheist just really hates their father. You know what I mean? Because, like, the problem with atheism I've always had is that it seems like they're just angry at the idea that there's something out there that's superior to them on a supernatural level. It's like, you know, this angry man in the sky who judges me that bothers me to a certain deep core.
That may be true, but I mean, you know, that goes back to the old trope of a 14-year-old atheist reads the Bible. You know, like I love that. The Bible as read by a 14-year-old atheist.
So I would self-describe here as an atheist.
Yes.
And maybe take those claims on when we come back. But I also want to play devil's advocate to that whole genetic structure thing.
That'll be fun.
On the other side.
Yeah.
Of Free Talk Live. If your thoughts, 603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Once again, there was emotional testimony at the murder trial of Derek Chauvin, the former police officer who's charged in the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis last year. Floyd's former girlfriend, Courtney Ross, took the stand. She became emotional when she recalled how she met him in 2017. She said she was going through a very hard time when Floyd came up to her.
We've been through so much, my sons and I. this kind person just to come up to me and say, can I pray with you?
She spoke about his character during their relationship and about his drug addiction.
Floyd and I both suffered with an opioid addiction.
She told the court that Floyd had been hospitalized for 5 days in March of 2020 due to an overdose of opioids. That was 2 months before he died. This is USA Radio News. The Biden administration is launching a program to help people in low-income communities get COVID-19 vaccines. Vice President Harris was at a roundtable with community leaders.
With the increasing number of supply of vaccinations, we are at a phase at this moment where we can actually get a hold of this thing and advance where we want to be as a country in terms of protecting our neighbors.
Investigators are not saying exactly what caused the crash of Tiger Woods. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Investigators are tight-lipped about the cause of the crash that left golfer Tiger Woods seriously injured. The investigation into the February 22nd crash outside of Los Angeles has wrapped up. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva saying if they get permission from Woods to release the cause of the crash, they will. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Live, call in 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I'm sitting in the main chair tonight. This is Richie Rich along with
Tyler
and Mark. I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for all news cryptocurrency. So let's say you've heard a great deal about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, but you really don't know that much. No problem. You go to Bitcoin.com, and right at the top of the page, I think it's right in the center, is a tab that says Get Started or Getting Started. Click on that, and you'll get several videos, of which most of them are less than 5 minutes. By the time you watch that little string of videos, you will understand cryptocurrency far more than you already do. No problem. And then there's so much more that you can learn. They're your source for buying cryptocurrency, trading, mining, everything that you need. They've got it at Bitcoin.com. But if you are a seasoned crypto veteran, well, you need to check out news.bitcoin.com. Get on their email list so that you're getting their news stories. They got their Telegram. I think it's probably the best way to get their stories. And you know what's going on in the crypto world. It's news.bitcoin.com.
Should we take that opportunity then, as long as we're talking about Bitcoin and crypto, to mention the Crypto 6?
Ah, please do.
As well?
Yeah, Bitcoin.com is owned by a guy named Roger Ver.
Yep.
And Roger Ver and I just spoke recently and about the Crypto 6. He's very concerned about their well-being and all that good stuff. So, yes, you can. And I've actually, thecrypto6.com is the website. I believe very soon we're going to have the addresses for Ian and Nobody where you can write them.
Okay.
So.
And that's going to go up on the website, I presume,
yeah,
as well?
Okay. If you can't send money, and that's fine, maybe you can send, a letter. And in a letter, maybe you can send some photographs. I know it costs money to go to, the CBS or whatever and print up photos or whatever. You can't just forward it to their Telegram. But, pictures of something, because it's nice to see things.
Yep.
You know, cut out a couple of pages out of magazines and send them that. The Sudoku puzzles, crossword puzzles, these kind of things. These things can be invaluable for whittling away the time and keeping your mind active. Yes, they've got some books, but Ian just revealed to me they just finished a romance novel. So things aren't going that well. you find a good article. I just found one by Murray Rothbard on Shay's Rebellion, and I'm gonna print that up and send it because, I'm sure that they'd like to read it.
Right.
So anyway, thecrypto6.com.
And we were trying to get Ian on at the beginning of the hour. Unsuccessfully, unfortunately, but we were able to speak with him off air. He got a phone call in, and for the situation, seemed in relatively good spirits.
Yeah, I do have some news regarding Ian. If I know people want to hear good news, right?
And or any news. I mean, it's
well, he's not going to death row yet.
Okay.
The good news is that I spoke to his attorney today. And the bad news is I spoke to his attorney today, and his attorney asked for more money. The good news is
what attorneys do, man.
Yes, they do. The bad news, or excuse me, the good news is that he said that he was filing to later today or tomorrow a motion to a judge. Now, everybody thinks that Ian's bail has been revoked by a judge, and it's not true. It's by a magistrate.
Oh.
So this is a lower-level functionary in the judicial system, not a judge. So the lawyer acts confident as the guy who's asking for $20,000. and I hope he's as confident as he sounds. I really do. We can't stop this anyway. Ian's got this thing's on rails. It's going where it's going, right? So that's that. But I'm hoping that Ian manages to get heard by the end of this week or beginning of next. And maybe the judge will let him go.
Okay.
So,
and if you want to help to fund that, thecrypto6.com is a good place to go to make some crypto donations for the legal funds.
Please do.
Please do. All right. So as we went to break, I said I want to take up the mantle as apparently the resident atheist at this table.
Yep. You got beat up in the last segment before you even knew.
See, that's the thing. I'm not really a militant atheist.
Yes.
And I don't really care.
Those are the kind of atheists I like best, by the
way.
Okay. Yeah.
So I don't know how much of a rebuttal I'm going to put up.
Right. Because my theory is if you care deeply about atheism, it's just the precursor to you caring deeply about the next thing, whatever that is. Like, okay, you're just a person who cares deeply about the thing that's been most interesting to you recently. And if you're figuring out atheism between the ages of 15 and 25, great. That's when people are supposed to figure it out.
Okay. And I guess, okay, so I'm now, around 39 or so, depending on who you ask. And so I don't know what's expected of me to figure out next, right? Like, I was,
Well, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Do you think the world is going to be a significantly better place if everybody's an atheist?
No, not necessarily.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
I think that, by and large, everything's fine with people believing in all kinds of weird stuff. And it's just fine. Because, remember, every theist, and I'm putting myself in this category, Tyler, you going to call yourself a theist?
Yeah.
Okay. So every theist has their own specific religion. Very few people are following exactly what somebody else says.
Right.
There might be some. But, I mean, let's say this. There's a billion religions on the planet. And atheists believe in none of them. You believe in one of them.
Okay.
That's all. If you're a theist, you are, you don't believe in 999 million plus religions.
Right. So my problem with general atheists is that a lot of them have chosen the state as
yes,
their religion.
Oh, yes.
And to apply the same logic that they would use to poo-poo others' religions, they do not use on themselves to poo-poo their belief and their, worship of the state.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, as I said, I don't know what I'm expected to move on from here. Like, I've gone through the phase where I'm supposed to find atheism. Mm-hmm. And to me, that was like the stopping point, right?
Yep.
Born, baptized Catholic, grew up Catholic, went to Catholic school all the way through college. And it was around there where I went, well, this is stupid. Like, I'm gonna stop believing that. And then I started, you know, down the path of atheism and atheist literature, whatever you want to call that, you know, mm-hmm. podcast. There's the big one out there that I'm not going to mention.
What is it?
Not going to mention it.
Why?
because they worship the state, and I don't want to plug the atheist experience more.
You're not plugging them if you tell what they do.
Okay.
So, a warning.
Right. So that's definitely one of my biggest gripes with atheists is that I think everybody, for me, I feel like theistic or spiritual tendencies are natural to humans, and we want to apply our morality in certain ways. And when you don't have something higher than humans or man, you focus on the highest entity within that, which is to a lot of people the state. And they go, well, I'm going to apply my moral beliefs to the state. Because that's going to lead to, for some people, maybe they think it'll lead to utopia,
yep.
right? That's one issue I have. And then the other issue is...
Well, let me address that real quick before you go on with your other issue.
Okay.
So this is as bad with theists as it is with atheists. Theists will say, this is wrong because my preacher said it, mm-hmm. The Bible said it, and I believe it, and that settles it, right? Whereas the atheist says, the state said it, I believe it, that settles it. Whereas my belief is that God, if God was doing miracles and revealing him or herself on a regular basis 2,000 years ago, then God's doing that now. And that if you choose to look, that God has written morality into the very fabric of reality, that you can see what's moral and what's not. It doesn't take too long to figure out if I keep telling lies, nobody believes my lies.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why I don't know if the world would be better off if everyone was atheist, because there are certain people out there who need that religion, who need that superstition, who need that belief to function in society. And if that makes them more giving, more peaceful, more caring, then so be it. I'm all for that as well. More coming up. 603-283-6160.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast. 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
And we're back. Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I am here in the first chair for the first time ever, Mr. Richie Rich, along with
Tyler
and Mark.
And we're going to go to the phones, maybe.
Okay, well, let's give it a shot. This is your first time, right?
This first time. You told me what buttons to push.
We'll see.
And we're going to go to Robert in Phoenix, perhaps. Robert, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, hey, perfect.
Guys. Good to talk to you guys.
You as well.
I've been listening to you. It's his first time caller, so. But you guys, I've been listening to you guys on 1510 KFNN here in Phoenix. And for a very long time, you guys have been talking about Bitcoins, and I see all this up and downs in Bitcoins. And I just want to have a couple of questions that you guys might be able to educate me. For example, you guys been buying Bitcoin a long time and holding it. I don't know how you guys do it.
Allegedly.
Right? Well,
I'm not admitting to anything on the air at this point.
No. But this is what I do not understand. And what is the fear? For example, people been buying Bitcoin and holding it or buying and selling. But sometimes you guys talk about it like, the other day, for example, you guys were talking about that the transaction is taking forever.
Yep.
What exactly, how you guys are you guys buying and holding it? And how is the transaction out there that is happening? For example,
Mark has an answer.
If you bought it when it was like in 2013, and it was like a $10 or $100 a Bitcoin, right?
Yep.
So, and you've been having that today. For example, I know that you guys have it, but so you guys might be a multimillionaire by now.
Okay, allegedly.
Well, that's fine too. And for example, if you guys been having that, how can you say one day, you know what? Let me go ahead and have a couple of $1 million in my bank account and exchange it. how you guys exchange it back into U.S. dollar, for example. I know that that's not your cause. That's not what you've been looking forward.
So there's a variety of ways to do that.
Yeah.
First, you can go through the easy channels. You could go through the exchanges. So, for instance,
that's the most expedient way.
Yeah, the biggest exchange out there is Coinbase. And they would love for you to send your $1 million worth of Bitcoin to them so that they can change it into $1 million and put it in your bank account.
Yep.
So that the government now has control over your $1 million, whereas before it did not. And they would certainly love to get your what we call a blacklisted Bitcoin, meaning that the government doesn't know who owns it, turned into whitelisted Bitcoin, meaning that when you deposit it in your Coinbase account, it is definitely yours. And this is true for Kraken and a variety of other exchanges.
But that blacklisted cryptocurrency is one of the reasons why Ian is still in jail, allegedly.
Right?
He has access. They allege that he has access to cryptocurrency in large quantities that he could then access from around the world and skip town.
Well, I can tell you
that's
this.
That's the guy who was in jail in Japan, right?
No. I was sent back from Japan. I never was. I mean, I sat in a little room of theirs for an hour, maybe.
What a wasted trip that was.
Yeah, that really sucked. But nonetheless, I just came back. Now, Ian is currently in jail. The studios were raided about 2 weeks ago, and it was for unlicensed money transmitting. Now, I don't think the charges are going to hold up, but there's an old saying in Coptum, you can beat the rap, but you can't beat the ride. And currently, he is not beating the ride. He is in jail, and we're hoping to get him out soon. We'll see. So
that way, let me ask you this. So that way, you guys can say that those millionaires that, for example, Elon Musk buy $1 billion into Bitcoin. How is that okay for him and for Ian? It's a crime.
Look, I'm not working for the prosecution, so I can't answer that question.
Right.
I will take a shot as to why it's okay for Elon Musk. Elon Musk is not being accused of money transmitting. Elon Musk is just purchasing Bitcoin like your average person off the street. And for the federal government, if you run everything through the proper channels and give them their cut, they're less likely to come after you.
Right. What this really comes down to is, are you buying and selling Bitcoin in the way that the government wants you to? And if you're not, then they're going to be upset about it because, like Rich said, they just need to get their cut.
Right. If you get onto the exchange and you purchase Bitcoin from the exchange and then you sell it for a profit and you get your tax form at the end of the year and there's a little line item on there that says, cryptocurrency gains, and you put in the proper amount that they can validate and verify and you pay your taxes on it, the likelihood is that they will leave you alone.
Yep.
Okay. So my final question is to you guys before I let you go. Is this. So let's say that you bought it in 2013 and you have $20 million, for example, in Bitcoin.
Okay.
If you exchange it and if you pay those
fees,
those taxes or those fees, you're totally fine?
As best I understand, sure. Yeah. Right. I don't think that's anyone's claiming that that's a crime.
But then your value goes to like $10 million of Bitcoin. And you know what? If it ever came to that, you can call me a hypocrite if you want to, but if it ever got to that point where I was holding on to that many dollars worth of Bitcoin, I might just, give my cut and then retire.
Well, I'll say this. Max Kaiser, who is a huge proponent of cryptocurrency out there, says as long as you can trade dollars for Bitcoin, you should. His proposal is that at some point Bitcoin will actually become the money. And I understand why people want to take their chips and go home. I don't know when it's going to be, but I don't think I would ever trade in all my crypto.
I'm not saying necessarily trade at all.
Let's say, a few years ago, you used to say that you used to have $20,000, and today you have $40 million, for example, in Bitcoin. I mean, why not change it $20 million and keep it on your bank account, put it on different asset, and just leave from there?
Yeah, sure. That's what I'm saying.
My answer would be this, that private jets, yachts, private islands, mansions, these things don't interest me. I mean, they probably interest lots of people. There's lots of TV shows about them and these kind of things. But,
right.
You know, I'm a gold premier flyer on United, and they take really good care of me. I'm fine with flying on United first class. Premier means that they upgrade you from the economy seat that you paid for to first class. And I love that. But I wouldn't have yet to pay for a first class ticket. I'm not going to do that because I don't want to. So
it makes sense.
Yeah. For me, and the studio that we're currently in is being broadcast from a New Englander built. That's a type of house, New Englander, built in 1880. And, you know, it's kind of shabby. Doesn't really matter.
Quaint.
Okay, quaint.
I know.
Go ahead, Robert.
It's going through. However, I just want to ask you, because you guys sometimes talk about how the delayed it is. How long would it take for those, like if you choose to exchange Bitcoin, let's say $1 million or $20 million from Bitcoin into U.S. dollars, how long would it take based on the dynamics and those delays that you guys have been talking about?
I mean, I want to say not very long if you go through one of the exchanges, right? A lot of the delays that you hear us refer to are more person-to-person, peer-to-peer transactions. Like if you wanted to spend Bitcoin at the local convenience store, right? You might end up with a transaction that's delayed longer than you would standing there at the checkout stand, right? Like if it takes 5 minutes to clear that transaction, you don't want to be holding up the line for 5 minutes while your Bitcoin goes through. Right. And conversely, you can pay more fees, for that trade to kind of expedite it. And then for Bitcoin, those fees become a little cumbersome to pay for those small transactions.
Yeah. You don't want to buy a cup of coffee with Bitcoin.
Right. Because the fee is going to be more than the cup of coffee at this point to make it happen right away. But if you're doing it on the exchange, you just like, you know, click the button. Here's my $1 million of Bitcoin. You can just go ahead and do that.
I hope that Bitcoin reach $100,000. So
me too. Soon.
So that you guys can continue becoming more and more billionaire, but you guys are not into exchanging. So.
All right. Thank you for the call, Robert.
All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live. More coming up after this.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product
fact I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.